Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
In 2011, Virginia exempted veterans who were 100% disabled from paying property taxes on their home. 4 years later, the state voted to include spouses of disabled vets and those who were killed in combat. It seemed a noble, kind thing to do, but the Virginia League of Municipalities argued against the idea.
The consequences of sending people to war should be paid by the federal government. We didn't see the city of Lynchburg declaring war on a foreign power and sending its police force overseas.
Neil Manx is a consultant to the League.
The responsibility for the family should be borne by that level of government that made the decision, as opposed to putting it on local taxpayers and having to increase local property taxes to make up for the loss.
And the loss is substantial, more than $20 to $30 million in any given year. Still, the voters took things one step further in 2017, extending the benefit to disabled firemen, police, and spouses of first responders killed or disabled in the line of duty. Unless the spouse remarries, she or he can move to a new home, and the tax exemption goes along. Now, voters must decide if the benefits should also be portable for spouses of soldiers killed or disabled in combat. I'm Sandy Houseman.